up in front of the museum, but we had some hitches. But it's a pleasure to present them here. For the winding of the Maypole has been a tradition in this part of Florida for over 100 years. This Maypole is being wound by the fourth grade of Arlington School, number 46, Jacksonville. Irma R. Townsend is the leader director. Here comes the winding of the Maypole.
Thank you.
I want to hear a pin drop. Want to hear a pin drop. I want everybody to sit down quietly, not make a sound, because the Indians are on the path back here. I don't know whether it's the peace path or whether it's the war path, but Buffalo Medicine Lodge, all the way from the environs of the inmost reaches of the Hillsborough River, with their chief, C.L. Knight, are here to dance for us. Are you ready, boys? Come forward. Let's keep quiet now. Why?
Thank you.
fascinating parts about the Indian dances, these Plains Indian dances, is the fact that the boys do all the research, work them out themselves, and make their own costumes. Let's give them a hand. All weekend, the boys will be doing some demonstration dancing up back of the museum, and some of the young people in the audience will enjoy going up and joining them and see the dancers. Onto the stage come the sixth grade students from Charles E. Bennett Elementary, Green Cove Springs, with their leader, teacher Martha Parker, and they're going to sing On Top of Old Smoky. Let's give them a big hand.
Thank you.
and playing so pretty for us and singing on top of Old Smokey. And now from Douglas High School over in Live Oak is their choir under the direction of Julie Scott to sing two fine spirituals for us.
No.
And taking their place on the stage is the Suwannee River Junior College Chorus from Madison with Effie Davis as their leader.
Going to live with God. Soldiers marching great day. God gonna build a Zion wall.
Great day.
Great day. The righteous marching great day. God gonna build a Zion wall. God's gonna build a Zion wall.
We hope, obey, and turn in
faith. God's gonna build a Zion wall.
Great day.
Great day.
That such fine singing is that it's from the banks of the immortal Suwannee River. Let's give them another hand. We love to hear Gracie Warner sing. Here she is with a little homemade song, I think, isn't it, Gracie? Oh, she's going to do her version of Froggy Went A-Courtin', which is just as good. Gracie, come back and sing your little homemade song, hon. See, here's folklore again in the making. She made this song up.
A bobtail rabbit and a thorntail went out a ride right around the moon. Went down the river in a little brown boat. There's only one trouble, it was too much. So Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Cause this darn old boat won't even sail. They were as happy as they could be. It gave them a thrill only lovers can see. They went down the river where the roses grow. The birdies sing and the water flows. So Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Granny, Granny, get your milk and pail. Cause this darned old boat won't even sail.
That's a fine song. We thank you for it. One of our favorite folk artists is Jack Parker, our whistler from Orlando. What are you going to whistle for us? He's going to whistle Danny Boy and Love Me Tender. Oh.